dear Eunice, so far our trip to Hawaii has been heaven on earth. Of course, our first day here, Naomi did get herself a second-degree sunburn. That very day, Iola took up with this Norwegian sailor. Bubba found himself this Hawaiian cutie. And yours truly reeled in a drowning beach bum named Billy, who is driving me nuts. I've spent the last 2 days hiding in the room playing cards with Naomi just to avoid the old coot. But I think I've finally given him the slip.
Hey, Thelma! It's me, Billy! Long time no see!
Gotta go. Aloha, Mama.
Thelma, wait! It's Billy! Wait up!
It's a little get-well gift that Lars and I got for you. A genuine puka shell necklace.
Yeah, Lonnie says it's the same kind that the real Hawaiians wear.
Oh! Well, give it back to the real Hawaiians. It's killing my sunburn. Sorry, Naomi.
You're sorry. Oh, I'm the one who's sorry I ever came on this wretched vacation. Could have had more fun staying home and checking groceries at food service.
Hey, everybody.
Well, Beard, aren't you the dapper one?
Well, this is the way a gentleman dresses for a day of golf.
Honey, you know I can't go to a golf course in my condition.
Yeah, I know. I guess I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and play without you. I'll see you on the 19th hole.
Crazy Eights with Mrs. Harper?
You can deal me out, Naomi. I got the call of the islands. What's on today's agenda, Iola?
Well, first we're going to tour Maui and then shopping in Lahaina.
Great. Let's get cracking. I got me an Aloha hula lamp to buy.
But, Miss Harper, you can't go out.
What about Billy?
The hell with Billy. I ain't about to stay around this hotel waiting for him to pounce. Okay, come on, you dead beast. This moo-moo is ready to move.
Oh, fine. Go ahead. Live it up. Don't give a single thought to your own son's wife.
Okay, that's what mother-in-laws do best. Aloha.
Hey, did you know the circus was in town?
Listen, Bud, I think we have to change our strategy for the board meeting tomorrow. You know what's been happening to the market. Everybody's getting out.
I couldn't help overhearing. You know, my wife says that is the best time to go into the market, when it's empty.
Your wife's a market insider?
Oh, yeah. That's her job. She is one of the best market checkers in the country.
What kind of stock does she handle?
Oh, she doesn't handle stock. She's got some guy to do that for her. No, Naomi's job is strictly to get you in and out of the market in a hurry.
Huh? A turnover specialist.
You know, our boss, R.W. Field, we're all on the board of Field Corp, is looking for some expert market advice.
Oh, I'd be glad to tell you what I know. Harper is the name, Benton Harper.
Nice to see you.
Glad to meet you, Harper. Say, why not finish our discussion over a friendly 18 holes?
My pleasure, boys.
just out of curiosity, does your wife ever give you any tips on what to buy, you know, on the QT?
Well, she did say that there was a good deal on pork this week.
Really? You get the card. I'll be there in a sec.
Sure thing.
R.W., it's Brandon. I've got a hot tip from a market insider. Sell what we can. Put it all in pork bellies. Trust me. Pork bellies. This guy won't steer us wrong.
Originally, this train was used by my people to transport sugarcane.
Okay, you're gonna stand up here in front. I'm gonna snap your picture. All right. No, I'll take your glasses off. I'm getting a glare. Okay, everybody say cheese.
Cheese. Cheese. Cheese.
Velma, is that you? It's me, Billy.
Good Lord, I feel like I'm in Fatal Attraction.
Say, Velma, what about lunch?
Forget it, mister. You have mooched your last meal. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a train to catch. Come on, you goons, let's go.
Thelma, wait, I'll come with you. Wait, Thelma! Thelma!
So long, sucker! You can catch my caboose!
Yes. That much? Great. Wait 10 minutes and sell. That's right. The man said to get in and out fast.
We've got to dump Harper. The poor jerk is throwing the ball.
Listen, that poor jerk just tripled our market earnings in less than 2 hours.
Okay, I'm done. You boys ready to play on?
Well, you bet, good buddy.
Well, I cannot believe that in all of Lahaina there isn't one Aloha Hula Lamp.
Well, Thelma, the man in the last shop said they stopped making them in 1952.
Yeah, Grandma, maybe you ought to just give up.
Forget it. Roselle has been rubbing my nose in that lamp of hers for years. I'm not about to go back home without one of my very own.
Oh, maybe we should split up and look for it.
Good idea, sweetie. Oh, and remember, money is no object. I'm willing to pay up to $30 for this sucker.
Can I help you, lady?
I doubt it. I'm looking for something they don't make, you don't have, and I can't buy.
Snooky Lanson record?
No. It is an Aloha Hula Lamp. It has a pineapple shade and a little doll that does
the hula. That does the hula when you turn it on. I've got the only one left on the island.
Oh, that's it! That is it! Come to Mama! Oh, mister, I've been looking all over the island for this beauty.
I've been looking all over for a beauty myself.
And there was my beautiful lamp all smashed to bits. Poor little hula girl lying there on the ground. That minute hand stuck right through her heart.
Tell me, Miss Harper, what is it like outside in the real world?
Is the sky still blue?
Oh, for pity's sakes, Naomi. You're staying in the finest hotel on Earth. Go take a stroll through the lobby. Get your nails done. Have a chi-chi.
Oh, none of that stuff is any fun without the man I love.
Well, just where in the world is Benton, anyway?
Playing golf for the second day in a row. Then when he comes home at night, all he wants to do is talk about my job at Food Circus.
Food Circus?
Yeah. How do I know which stock is best? How fast can a person get in and out of the market? And do I have any tips on today's specials?
How do you like that? Next thing we know, he's going to be collecting coupons.
Yeah.
Who's there?
It's Chuck, Mrs. Harper. Your breakfast is here.
Yo, Chucky! Come on in. You're a star.
Very good, Mrs. Harper. Would you like me to set this up out on the patio?
Sure, why not? Come on, Naomi, live a little. Sit in the shade.
Hey, Thelma, it's me, Billy.
Good Lord, it's that pest, Billy. Chuck, you better set this up inside.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, he certainly is a persistent old coot.
Isn't he? I'm not going to get rid of that bum.
Miss Harper, he is obviously the kind that loves a chase. I think you got to stop running away from him.
What am I supposed to do?
Invite him to lunch. Dress great, smile a lot, and then dump him.
How?
Well, just tell him that your love was never meant to be, that you come from two entirely different worlds. That works every time.
No man is going to fall for that.
I have, twice.
Well, fine, Chucky. Come here. Come on. Naomi, bring me my chi-chi. Chucky, you see that old geezer out there? I want you to take him this invitation for lunch.
Real clean, Ben.
Thanks. Only 9 holes and I'm still under 200. You're next, Grant.
Say, Vent, old buddy, the head of our company, R.W. Field, is real interested in talking to you about the market.
He is?
Well, sure.
When?
Right now. That's him coming out of his house.
His house is on the Kapalua Golf Course?
One of his houses. He has homes all over the world.
Well, he's not dressed as good as me.
You got billions. You can dress any way you want.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, R.W.
Hey, you must be Vint. Son, I'd like to thank you for all the help you've given us.
Oh, hey, no sweat.
Well, I've been planning to invite you in for lunch, but something really important has come up, and... Well, how about tomorrow?
Oh, I can't. My family's leaving tomorrow for home.
Oh. Well, say, what about I throw you a little luau tonight, sort of a happy send-off?
Gee, that'd be great. My mom would love that.
Well, consider it done. Gentlemen, I'm going to have to leave now. I have an appointment that may turn into be the biggest merger of my life.
Nice shot, Grant!
Here you go. Scotch for the gentleman. And your usual.
Boy, you really know how to put away those chi-chis.
Yeah, well, I've always been able to hold my liquor.
Mrs. Harper, these chi-chis are non-alcoholic. I thought you knew.
What? You mean I've been paying $4 for fruit juice and chipped ice? Yeah, bring me a beer.
Say, Thelma, it really was a wonderful surprise to have you invite me here for lunch.
Well, that's what the good book says we should do. Help those less fortunate.
Well, I don't really consider myself less fortunate. At least not while I'm with you. Thelma, here's to us.
Well, Billy, I really can't drink to that.
Why not?
You and I come from two different worlds.
I know. But I could adjust.
Well, maybe you could, but I couldn't. No, Billy, ours is a love that was never meant to be.
Mom, I don't really understand.
Just make it easy on both of us. Say goodbye.
Well, that's what you want. Goodbye, Thelma.
Goodbye. Hot damn.
Here's your hand,
Mrs. Harper?
Just put that sucker on ice, Lorraine. It's my last night on the island. I got to go find me a rich man looking for a good time.
Oh, baby, isn't this some party?
Yes, it certainly is.
Oh, it's so good to see you out of the room, Skeeter. Oh, there's the guys. Hey, guys. Guys. Naomi, this is Bud, Grant, and Brandon. This is my wife.
Oh, Mrs. Harper, it's such an honor to meet you at last.
Yes, your reputation has preceded you.
Also, there aren't many women in the world who can do the things you do.
Baby, what have you been telling them about me?
Boy, howdy, isn't this just the perfect way to say goodbye to the islands?
Oh, Grandma, you don't have to remind us.
Oh, my people say that the love you find in Hawaii can never end. Oh, that's why aloha means goodbye and hello.
Oh, in Norway, we have a special way of saying goodbye.
Oh, how do you say it?
Like this.
Well, when you put it that way, goodbye isn't nearly so bad.
The magic of the island that drew us all together will bring us back again.
Uh-oh. It looks like it's already started working. What the hell are you doing here? This happens to be a private party. Those guys are going to toss you out on your ear.
It will be worth it just to see you again.
Forget it, mister. You puckered your last.
Mama, I see you met R.W.
R.W.?
Yes, R.W. Field, the president of Field Corp. He's the one that's given us this party.
You mean you're not a beach bum?
Mama, he's one of the richest men in the country.
Well, why the hell didn't you tell me? Why the hell don't you dress for success?
Imagine, that guy was a millionaire and Grandma didn't even know it.
My people say that real love should be based on truth and honesty.
You're Elaine! Elaine, darling!
Over here! Is that your new fella?
Oh, God, it's my parents!
Parents? I thought you said you were a native.
I am a native of New Jersey.
What was all that talk about your people?
That's us. We're the Feldmans.
Nice to meet you.
Thelma, I've so enjoyed these times together. And I'd like you to have a little something to remember me by. Boys?
Oh, my word. You came to Aloha, ma'am. I thought I broke the last one on the island.
I had this one flown over from Las Vegas.
Billy Field, you're an all right guy. You know that? Hey, let's say we get down and boogie.
Come on.
Well, everything looks fine.
Oh, boy, I'm pooped.
Oh, home sweet home.
Sure is good to be back.
Oh, who would have thought 7 days ago that I would have a wild romance with a Scandinavian sailor?
Not me.
Will Benton, plug this baby in. Let's see my little hula girl do her thing.
Oh, baby, look at her go.
Oh, Thelma, that's even better than Roselle's, isn't it?
Well, I tell you, I'm going to remember this vacation for as long as I live.
Yeah, we all will, with this fancy lamp right here to remind us.
The hell you say? This beauty is going upstairs to my night table. Shoot, my bedroom hadn't seen this much hip action in decades.